Chapter 3. Anya settled back in her seat as the too silent female agent drove her through Snowville toward the FBI offices. The woman had barely confirmed that Loretta had been kidnapped. For any more information, Anya needed to speak to a superior. Kidnapped. Anya leaned her head against the window, not minding the chill. Where was Loretta? Was she hurt? Scared? Still alive? Closing her eyes, Anya said yet another prayer. Heath's face filled her mind. Strong lines, intelligent eyes, determined jaw, sculpted lips. What would those lips feel like? With that thought, she flashed back to almost 5 months ago, when her life had started to unravel. Leave me the hell alone, Carl, she snapped, struggling with both the lock on her apartment door and her luggage. Her laptop case fell off her biggest suitcase, landing with a thunk on the plush carpet of the long hallway. How was her taste in men so terrible when she'd been raised by a single father who had been an amazing person? Damn it! Carl sighed and stepped away from her. We have to talk about this. Talk about this? She whirled on him. You're kidding me. You're actually kidding with me right this second. His sizzling blue eyes dimmed. I'm sorry. You have to know how sorry I am.
I don't care.
She turned and unlocked her door, heat and hurt filling her chest. They'd dated for nearly 6 months before they'd won a grant to study abnormal psychology at an institution in southern Washington, and had taken sabbaticals from Ocean City College in western Washington, where they both taught. It had seemed like such an adventure.
We're through.
Come on, he shook his head. It was one mistake.
Right.
They'd been on a research sabbatical for 2 months, with 10 to go. She'd do her own research without his help. She struggled to shove her suitcases inside. Was it only the night before that she'd found him in bed with his research assistant? The idiot.